This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Episode of Believe in Kentucky. Aaron Gershon for the Cats Pose, from UK quarterback Jalen Whitlow. Fellas, we are talking about history that was made just a few days ago at Kentucky Pride Park. Host a Super Regional, win a Super Regional. Now you get to go to Omaha. AG got to pack a bag. I was thinking, is your first time packing in the summer? No, you don't know last year, so you done this summer traveling before. So
yeah, no, SEC Media Days is usually the only work trip in the summer, but you know, I've been to Omaha in the past, and just not for the NCAA baseball tournament or College World Series rather. And you know, Kentucky getting the job done this year, and we're going. So I'm really excited to cover that this weekend, starting this weekend, head out there on Friday. And it was quite the weekend here in Lexington to hold that Oregon State offense that is led by Travis Bazana, who's probably going to be the first overall pick in the upcoming MLB draft, and hold him and a bunch of other studs in that lineup that they have to 3 hits and 2 runs on the weekend was quite the effort, and got some timely hits, had some great base running, and the crowd, I thought, was just electric all weekend long. So super, super fun weekend here in Lexington, and the reward for the team will be Omaha.
Absolutely, Jalen. You spent a lot of time at the baseball games when you could, when you were at UK, and now here we are a few short years later, new stadium, win a regional, going to Omaha, man.
Yeah, man. It, you know, and I remember seeing a quote that Aaron posted that, you know, the head coach was saying how nobody believed that this is a job where you can take a team to a College World Series. And, you know, we can say that they've overachieved. But, however, I mean, the truth is, man, is Kentucky baseball has a higher ceiling than what most people believed. You know what I'm saying? I think you can get good players there. You can, you know, make the College World Series at the University of Kentucky in baseball. You know, so – I didn't believe that, but the fact that somebody told him that, you know, as the head coach is kind of crazy. But good for him, man. You know, proving the doubt is wrong. And shout out to the players, man. Like I said, they represent well, man. You know, all signs are pointed in a really good direction as a whole when it comes to UK athletics. Seem to be So that's good, you know. But yeah, shout out to, you know, the baseball man. Like I said, holding a team like that to 0 points in a game, you know, that's impressive. You know, so, you know, shout out to them. Good luck to them. And Omaha will definitely be watching and keeping up with it. And, you know, like we talked about earlier, man, hopefully we get a chance to see a Tennessee-Kentucky College World Series game.
That
would be unbelievable.
And look, we've seen SEC versus SEC there before. We've seen it in football too, but seen it in what Florida and South Carolina was going head to head in the World Series a few short years ago, I think.
Yep, last year LSU in Florida.
Yeah. So definitely happen again. Jalen, you talked about your Tennessee people. Look, when Tennessee won the series in Lexington, took 2 out of 3. I was already getting texts about how, like, we getting y'all. We beat y'all in football. We beat y'all in baseball. We beat y'all in basketball. I was like, hey, we split in basketball. Pump your brakes. Oh. And so, but, you know, they can't wait to just start turping. So, you know, so if it happens, you know, and, you know, I guess, first of all, I got to wait for Tennessee not to win it. But I already, you know, I got it locked and loaded because Kentucky baseball has proven that they can make it to a College World Series. Are y'all ever going to get to a Final Four? I mean, come on. We was the last SEC team to get to Omaha. Right. Check. Still waiting on y'all to make a Final Four. I mean, I'm just saying.
This is the truth.
So, Aaron, I mean, you're going Friday. So,
yes.
You get there and you'll have at least the most of the day Saturday to acclimate since it's an evening first.
No, pitch. It's the first 2 o'clock Eastern. Yeah. So, I right. do not.
Right. What am I thinking?
I'll have that on here. Oh, you're good. We'll have that on Sunday, though. Sunday, win or lose, will be an off day. So,
It'll
be right. Once we get there, no shenanigans Friday night by any means, but they'll play Saturday at 1 local time against the North Carolina State team that was one of just 2 teams during the regionals to go on the road and win. It was them and Florida up at Clemson. So you look at NC State and you're like, when you look at their numbers, they're not like top 10, 15 in the country in any stat category. And you're kind of like, how did they kind of get here? But, you know, they're a program with a lot of pedigree. The coach has been there for 28 years. I believe it's his 3rd College World Series trip with them. This is a rematch, if you remember, the 2017 Lexington Regional Final. You know, Nick Mangione's first year where they were able to go to Supers and play Louisville. They had to beat NC – they lost to NC State in the winner's bracket, and then they had to come back and beat them twice to win the regionals. So there's some NCAA tournament history between these 2 teams. But, you know, this NC State team, they don't have that dominant ace like Oregon State had, but they have – they have a pretty good offense. They have 3 really good bats in the middle of the lineup. Their third baseman is a 380 hitter. Their catcher is a projected 2nd-round pick, hitting 300 with 19 home runs, and their first baseman can really swing it too. But this is not your typical Omaha team, just from the standpoint of they don't really dominate in any statistical category. Like, they're 51st in runs scored. I have it in front of me here. 92nd in batting average. 33rd in home runs, pretty good, but not – earth shattering. And then ERA, they're 154th. So it's like, how do the Pac-9 quite get it done? That's what they call them, the Pac-9. But, you know, they have a lot of pedigree in that program. They're going to be confident coming on a World Series win at Georgia. And it's going to be a fun, exciting game. And the winner of this one, Kentucky, if win or lose, Kentucky will play an SEC team on Monday, rather, because Texas A&M and Florida is the game that is paired on Kentucky's side of the tournament bracket here. So we'll either get a rematch of what was a really intense series down in Gainesville on Monday, or Kentucky will play Texas A&M, who they did not play during the regular season this year, but A&M was at Kentucky Proud Park last year and took 2 out of 3. A&M was also a team that made it to Omaha last year as well. So a team that has a lot of momentum and would be kind of a revenge spot for one key Kentucky reliever and Robert Hogan, who's a transfer from A&M. So there's a lot of storylines just in what the Monday and Tuesday, or excuse me, the Saturday and Monday looks like for Kentucky. And it starts with NC State.
Absolutely. Speaking of draft projections, where is Nicholson right now?
He's not really showing up on many boards. That's what's, you know, that's what's so impressive, right, about this team. And obviously, look, I don't think anyone baseball there being 20 rounds, it used to be 40, but now we're down to 20 rounds. I've never seen a 20 round mock draft, but I just go based on MLB.com's top 200 prospects. And, you know, he's not there. The only ones who are there are Ryan Walshman at 39, Travis Smith at 178, Emilian Petre at 185, and that's it. And that's what kind of makes this group special in my eyes is it's kind of – I don't remember if I made this point here or if I made it on with Dick Gabriel on Big Blue Insider, but it's kind of like the anti what the basketball team was under Cal, right, where it's a bunch of scrappy guys. You'll have some – there's some draft picks on this team. Like Walshman, I think, is going to be a pro player. Petrie, if he goes this year or next, he's going to be a pro. I think Mason Moore has a pro arm, whether that's this year's draft or next year's draft, regardless. But they don't have a team full of MLB players like Oregon State, I think, did. I think Florida has that net right now. I think Tennessee certainly has a bunch of those guys. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we all know what Kentucky basketball's had as far as NBA talent and that not necessarily translating to the pros. This Kentucky baseball team's a little similar. They don't have a bunch of – they may have one first-round pick at most. They don't really have – they don't have anything outside of that in the first round. They just have a bunch of scrappy dudes and a bunch of really, really good college players that know how to win. And they've been – some of them have been in this program for a while, like Ryan Hagenow. Others have been transfers that have fit right in with the culture, like Robert Hogan and Cam O'Brien, but they don't necessarily have that star talent. I think that's why, including me, it's taken a lot of people quite a while to fully buy into this Kentucky team, because when you watch them, you're like, man, there's not that superstar, but they find ways to win, and it's got them all the way here to a place they've, you know, obviously never been to in program history, so the formula's working.
I just thought he would have made himself draftable. 21 I'm sure, you know,
again, there's 20 rounds, so I'm sure he will hear his name called. Just if it's not in that top 200, you also got to remember with him, there's an age thing, right? Where he's a fifth year senior, and teams are going to use those higher picks usually on younger players. So that's probably why we're not seeing him in those top 20 round, top 200, which is like the first four or five rounds, give or take.
Yeah, fair. Fair points, fair points. Like you said, you kind of doubt them. Everybody's skeptical. You know, all the analysts, every time you took on, you know, SEC Now, you know, Todd Walker is, you know, I hate to call him out, but there's always this tinge of, Tennessee's loaded, everybody else is this, everybody else is that. Men just doing a good job. They play small ball. They're scrappy. They're plucky. That was the vibe you got. Walker picked them, his most vulnerable of the five SEC teams. I knew he was going to pick Kentucky. He did. And, you know, if he said tough draw, Oregon's a tough draw for Kentucky. He said that multiple times, and Kentucky just went out and shut down this tough draw. Name recognition, of course, Oregon. They're multiple-time World Series winners, but none of that mattered. They rolled right through that, just like they did the regional. Everybody's worried about Indiana State in the regional. Indiana State lost their first game.
Yeah, you know, and then they lost their coach.
Yeah. So they just keep on keeping on. Basically, is what this Kentucky team is doing, man. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, and no, I'll be honest with you. I mean, just from everything I just said, it took me a while to get around, and I've obviously – been to every game I've been to this year, by the way. They've won every game I've covered, every single one. So we'll see if that carries any weight in Omaha. Ooh. But
you're going to get a bookie, come see you soon.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. If they win the first one, because I think they'll win the first one with everything I just said about NC State. But if they win the first two in Omaha, yeah, we'll start talking about it more. But they're just gritty, man. And I mean, look, last year, it was kind of the same story, right? Where they didn't have, I'm trying to think, they didn't have that many draft picks off last year's team during the 2023 MLB draft. I'd have to go back and look to see just how many they had. I think it was three. I think it was Strickland, Cotto, and then Logan Martin. Yeah, three draft picks last year. So they're kind of doing the same thing again this year, maybe with a couple more. And that's why it's, I think it has been, and I understand why some of the national media has had a hard time coming around. Indiana State has a team. They're having a mass portal exodus right now with their coach leaving. But those names that are popping out from those programs, you see, they're like the most coveted guys in the portal because they're really good players. And they were a team that went to Supers last year. And then Oregon State, there's like eight or nine future pros on that team, including the number one pick. So you understand that the logic. And I didn't pick against Kentucky. I thought they'd win both this super and regional. I thought it would be go to game seven, game three, respectively. I didn't think they'd just kind of cruise through it like they have. But I do understand why there's some hesitancy. But when you watch them play, man, and they're just so scrappy and relentless. And, you know, when they, I feel like every time they fall behind, they're come back in the next inning. It's just this team hates seeing their name losing on a scoreboard. It's really, really impressive stuff to watch. I mean, but they never trailed at any point in the five games that got them to Omaha. They never trailed in regionals or super. They had a tie game in game two against Oregon State. It was 2-2.
Gave them those two runs.
First game against Western Michigan got dicey, right? The lead got down to two. They win by two, but they never trailed it. I mean, it's just been a dominant run, and it's been, I think it's exceeded.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Did everyone's expectations across the country, including mine right here on the beat. And I can, not to speak for other people on the beat, but none of us expected them to just run to Omaha the way they have. They've completely run the table.
Josh, man, you got to have your phone on mute and watch the game from the Club Blue event, man. You got
to
multitask.
That's right. Like, yeah, I was going to go cover that and just be in the building to see what was up there. But yeah, that's a little unfortunate, but definitely want to have that game on, support the baseball team. This is pretty historic, and I think with how Club Blue has things rolling, there'll be other events like this one.
No doubt. So, yeah, just slide your phone in and just, you know, that's it. I'm with you. I get the skepticism because, you know, they never made it to the World Series. It's you know, just the same way you make fun of Tennessee until they actually get to a Final Four. It's always going to be, they have to hear about it.
Sure.
Kentucky's the last SEC team. So, yeah, but I'm the type, you know, I like to watch the SEC now when your team is good. Like when mean, Kentucky went 9-3 in 2018. That whole season, you know, they lead with Georgia and Alabama. And, you know, they're talking about Benny Snell and Josh Allen early in the show instead of getting mentioned in the last 2 seconds of the show like Vanderbilt. When you know, so it feels good when your team is mentioned early, getting respect. Always happened in basketball for the most part.
Yes.
And now baseball is starting to happen. Like, oh, cool. So you see them, even with the 14-1 starting conference play, it was still that, So it is what it is. They still have to keep on proving, which I'm sure they're fine with that. And, you know, they just made, what, regionals and supers for back-to-back years. So the track record is very small. It's a small body of work if you're a national analyst. So I can see why they're still kind of like, show me. Like, this is Missouri, show me. I get it.
Yeah, you have to a little bit, but it's been so impressive, man. And they keep showing them. And, you know, I'm sure they're going to be people that pick them to lose game one to North Carolina State and go 2-done and call the Cinderella run, whatever they want to call it. But they've earned too much respect for me to say this is a Cinderella type thing. They're a legitimately good baseball team, and they've proven it for the better part of two seasons.
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, Jure, you're getting out there, leaving Friday, get out there Saturday. What's your jello shot strategy when you're not in the ballpark?
Off day only. We'll do it on. Yeah, I'm sure that'll be as media. I don't know if I can really make it count toward Kentucky, but I will. That's a bar. You see those clips all the time. You see the scoreboard and all that. So, we'll hit that up on Sunday during the off day, I'm sure.
Yeah, and Omaha Steak to soak it all up. And
oh yeah, that'll happen. That will. Yeah. Huh. Look, again, it's a city I've been to just once before, and there's some cool spots that now that I'm at the legal drinking age, will be more fun to go to than they were when I wasn't. So, you know, it'll be a good time.
Absolutely. So what else has been catching y'all's eye, man? We definitely had to start with baseball, but
yeah, I think the other piece of news that came out today, and I want to get into the football stuff with the schedule there as well, but starting with the fresh one here. So I kind of get why they're playing Clemson, and I've seen a lot of theories in this ACC-SEC challenge. For those who don't know, Kentucky at Clemson, I believe it's December 3rd, again, at Clemson, so road game, which Kentucky played at home against Miami in this, obviously, last year. And look, Clemson's a team, it's very similar to Miami, right, where they're coming off an NCAA tournament run. Clemson was in the Elite Eight last season. So you give them their flowers, they deserve it. You know, they're coming off one of their best seasons in school history. And, you know, that I understand why. And there's also, I think, an aspect that they tried not to repeat the same home teams as last year. Kentucky got a home game last year. The logical answer would have been to pin them with North Carolina, but North Carolina played at home last year against Tennessee, I believe. You still just come on. Like, there's a Carolina Kentucky game. Carolina Kentucky every time. And I can't think of the last time that game is the only blowout I can think of off the top of my head in like recent memories, the game that Sevier Wheeler had his best game in uniform here. And they popped him out in Vegas. And then that North Carolina team ended up catching fire ever from there. And they ended up in the national championship game when Kentucky lost to St. Pete. So, you know, they last year that game in Atlanta, I covered that one of the most exciting games I've ever covered, just nail biting whole thing, perfect 50-50 crowd split between, you know, Royal Blue and Carolina Blue, just such an electric atmosphere. You know, there was the game that I believe Ashton Hagans had the 7 steals, that was a nail biter in Chicago. They've just had so many battles throughout the years that have been so good, and you're talking blue bloods and a new era for Kentucky. It just made all the sense in the world to have that game. Even if Kentucky had to go to Carolina, I don't care where it was, that game needed to happen. And Clemson it is. So look, it's a little, in my opinion, a little bit of a disappointing draw. No disrespect to Clemson, who's coming off a great year. I haven't gotten to do too much research on who they have back from that team. And that game will be down there. I'm sure it'll be sold out in a huge game there and a tough one for Kentucky to win and all that. But, you know, when you see it was Clemson, you're kind of like, ugh, like really? And not just Kentucky's draw. I mean, I was just a little disappointed across. You had a chance to put Louisville and Arkansas together, have Kenny Payne play Arkansas. Kenny Payne play Louisville, right? A year removed. Yeah, yeah. And I think they're playing Miami. It's just a rematch of that Larinaga Cal matchup.
Right.
It wasn't even a game last year. And mm-hmm. I don't know. Miami hasn't gotten much better, and Arkansas probably kicked their butt. So didn't love that matchup. The Alabama, if Carolina was going to play anyone outside of Kentucky, I am glad it's Alabama. I think that was by far, you know, the best game in the draw. But, you know, like Louisville, who, you know, for all our fan base, they're not going to want to hear it. They should be a lot better this year. Like, I think they're playing Ole Miss, who, you know, they should be better, but it's just like, eh, like, really?
Syracuse, Tennessee.
Tennessee deserves a better draw than that. Yeah. I get the ACC's, like, not great, but, you know, you have some.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, who's Duke's playing? Yeah, Auburn.
Auburn, Duke.
Texas at NC State, that was my prediction. I thought Kentucky was going to go to NC State, given that Kentucky had, you know, NC State was in the Final Four last year. And I think I would have had a little more excitement for that one than I would have this one. But
you're just going out of their way to make it non-marquee matchups right now.
It's just not – like, South Carolina's coming off an NCAA tournament run. They're going to Boston College, like – Georgia Tech and Oklahoma, like, it's just, I don't know, man. Notre Dame and Georgia, it's just icky. Not very happy about it.
They're working hard to make it meh when they don't have to.
Honestly, like the second, I think the third best game on paper might be Pittsburgh at Mississippi State, who are sneaky good. Both were sneaky good last year, and they played each other in the NCAA tournament 2 years ago. That's how down bad this thing is. So.
I mean, we like us. Just get ready. It'll be Kentucky, Boston College next year at this rate.
There's no reason they can't play Duke next year. They will not play Duke in the Champions Classic next year. They won't even be on pace to play Carolina either. Could they be on pace? I don't know how the CBS is going to change going forward with the two Big Ten teams being part of it. I know this year it's fine because they don't play each other, but they missed an opportunity for a blue blood matchup on a home court. When's the last time Kentucky went to Carolina or vice versa? Like, I think vice versa. Anthony Davis, didn't they play against Carolina here?
Yeah, they played in Lexington.
Okay. So that was probably the last home game in that series. Like, true home game for either side.
Probably so.
Yeah. So they missed an opportunity. Like, Clemson, no offense to Clemson. Again, Clemson might win that game for all I know. But I just, even if they do, I'm not excited. Like, I way rather go make that drive to Durham than make a drive to Clemson. And again, no offense, none. Like, I'm excited to, I wish it was a football game, to be honest with you, to go check out Death Valley. But I'll be excited to drive by the stadium, do all that good stuff at Clemson. But it would have been a lot cooler to get a matchup at North Carolina, at Chapel Hill.
So you all for the Kentucky Duke, Kentucky North Carolina 2J.
Yeah, man, you gotta have some people in the room who do a better job than that, man. It just is what it is. You know, it's almost, you know, what are they doing? You know, I mean,
missed opportunity possibly.
Yeah, like, exactly. Like, you can get a field grader to do better than that, you know. So again, most of those games you won't see me watching. You know, no. It just is what it is. Obviously, I'll check out Kentucky, but everything else, man, for the most part.
Yeah, I do. Bama Carolina is a good one. If it were not going to be Kentucky,
Bama Carolina is going to be a great game. That's probably, in my opinion, it's probably the best matchup.
By a mile, yeah.
But, you know, like you said, I do agree with you with the Mississippi State-Pittsburgh thing. I love watching Mississippi State play basketball.
Yeah.
You know, scrappy team, play fast. You know, what's the kid name that was tearing us up last year?
Tulu Smith.
Yeah.
Josh Hubbard. Josh Hubbard.
Yeah, Hubbard.
Yeah, Hubbard's back this year.
He caught fire on Kentucky last year, you know. But, you know, we'll see. Like I said, it's probably not – it's not what I would have chose, you know, to when it comes to some of those matchups, but it is what it is. But fun fact, a group of kids that I coach were at Kentucky's football camp today. So, you know, they were representing. And, you know, we actually had, you know, about 20 guys there, you know, and they just – our head coach does a thing where he just take guys and, you know, they go on a, you know, camp tour and whatnot, and Kentucky's always one they do every year. So thought that was cool. So, yeah. But you know, maybe that's a segue, man, to some stuff that we really know we want to talk about, which is some football. But look, you know, the schedule and the times and, you know, all of that stuff coming out, you know, it's just, you know, the countdown has started, man, for real. You know, so it's mid-June, guys.
I know.
It's June 12th.
SEC Media Day is a month away, man.
Yeah. Once you hit SEC Media Days, we know that it's football season.
Yes.
But to me, like, that mid-June time, it's like, okay, it's getting there. You know, you got college programs into their second and third week of summer training. You know, it's getting to be that time. So, you know, I did like – you know, the times and how they had everything scheduled out when it comes to those games. I did like it. So what y'all think about it?
I love it. I love the early planning. I think it's great for the fans. I think it's great for us who plan our lives around where we got to be every Saturday, you know, for 3 months. But I love it for the fans more first and foremost. I mean, before I was covering this as my job and I just wanted to go to a game, especially on the road, like, it was a pain in the butt not knowing the game time until 13 days in advance. You want to be able to plan. You want to say, okay, it's a day trip. We'll stay a night, or it's a, you know, a morning trip and we'll stay the night of the game. We're going to stay the night before. It's just like, it's so much better for the fans. And yeah, there are, I think, four games that are going to be flex games where it can be an either late afternoon slot or late morning slot or late night slot. So, you know, they're four up in the air, but at least, you know, you take the early afternoon element out of it and maybe you say, okay, we'll get there in the morning and, you know, we'll stay Saturday night type of thing. So I'm so, so happy that they decided to do this and they're going to do this going forward. And I also like, I actually have no gripe with any single game time on. I know the gripe that fans have right now is that the game at Ole Miss is going to be another 11 a.m.er, but I like it personally. I think I'm glad not to make the drive from Tupelo to Oxford in the middle of the night. I've done the drive from Starkville to Tupelo in the middle of the night. Not fun. So that's one. And two, it was an amazing atmosphere at Ole Miss a couple of years ago. One of the better atmospheres I've actually been a part of. I think it's up there for sure. So I would expect it to be the same way. And I think it also helps Kentucky a little bit that maybe, you know, Ole Miss sleep, you know, it's a different Ole Miss team that they played. Obviously, this is going to be a really, really good Ole Miss team. That maybe it'll help them. Maybe they'll sleepwalk into that game a little bit. So I like that game time. Obviously, you have your October home games are either going to be late afternoon or night. That works well with Keeneland, with the Auburn game being at night, the Florida or the Vanderbilt game being a late afternoon or night game. You know, the South Carolina game at 3:30 first weekend. Love it. Georgia being a night game at home.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Remember the last Georgia night game at home, maybe 2016 off the top of my head. So I love it. I think Kentucky got a great, great draw as far as times go for both fans and for themselves. And I just love that it's here now on June 12th. And we're not waiting for 13 days before the game to know what time they're going to get.
Tennessee was a night.
Tennessee's a night. That's probably the worst. That's probably their worst draw is Tennessee being a night.
You think so?
Yeah, oh, yeah, because they go to Knoxville and they just get annihilated. I feel like anytime they're in the game at Knoxville, it's a day game. So that one, maybe not. I'm sure they'll bring out the black jerseys and stuff again and say it's because we're not playing a rival. But
what better opportunity to beat Tennessee at night in Tennessee?
That would make Vinny Hardy very happy, first and foremost. It would do wonders with Big Blue Nation. That's
beat him in a full kneeling. I mean, I'm not discrediting 2020 because a win is a win is a win there when you hadn't won since 1984.
Sure.
But to win in a 102,000 and to leave the W, man, that would
be different.
And Jalen kept, mentioning it's mid-June and, it's time to get it going. He also, to me, again, hat tip to baseball, thank baseball for playing into June. That's short in the crap.
That's exactly right.
Without where there's only, love baseball and golf, but the stress is only baseball and golf and NASCAR, and that's that dead dragging part of the summer. But now, baseball going to regional, super regional, College World Series. We're in the mid-June already. We've been watching baseball, and they trimmed off some of the weeks that we have to wait for football by having
such a great
baseball run.
So, yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. I think that's a talking point I've heard from a lot of fans, and couldn't agree more. I mean, baseball could be playing up to the last, they could be playing in the late June here. So, and football media days is in mid to late July. And then, fall camp is first week of August and it's talking season. And before you know it, it's a late start, August 31st kickoff this year, a little earlier, a couple of days earlier than the last couple of years. So,
you go straight from the, however long the baseball season lasts to the media day. This year, some people will be excited. You got the La Familia, basketball tournament team playing some games.
Right.
Eric Bledsoe, a lot of those former cats are coming back. They got a squad. Killing Grady, they got a squad.
A lot of fan favorites, too. I'm talking Willie Cauley-Stein. You mentioned Bledsoe. You mentioned Grady. I think they added Nate Sestina today, if I'm not mistaken. James Young.
Deron Lamb, I think, is playing. They loved Lamb when he was here.
Yeah. So, they do have a squad and a lot of fan favorites in that group.
And, they're trying to win a million, and you see these – I peep at these games, there's such and such. Oh, there's Marshall's team. Oh, there's Purdue playing Arizona State, whatever. And I'll flip at it because this is summertime and there's not much going on. Just like the Big Three, Ice Cube.
Yeah.
I watched one of those Big Three games, see some former players hooping and stuff. And now, Kentucky's in it, so Kentucky's going to watch. And now you got these names that everybody remembers that play well and are coming to, they coming to try to win. They ain't just showing up. So
and probably if you look at the team that has the second most talent in this thing, it's Louisville. So I think Russ Smith is playing, if I'm not mistaken, right? I'll go look at their roster. I'm pretty sure they have some pretty notable names there too. So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
A lot of nostalgia.
That'll buy you another week or so in the summer that everybody's watching that. So the next thing you know, we're kicking off, Jay.
When does that start again?
July 19th.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, man. It's
So many big
players different schools playing, man.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, Louisville's got Montrezl Harrell, Peyton Siva, Russ Smith. I mean, Kyle Couric, Chris Jones. Like, there's some names there.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So you have a Kentucky-Tennessee College World Series and a Kentucky-Louisville
TBT matchup. Let's go.
That'll keep people on their toes.
It sure would. And like you said, Jalen, just fans of flames and the hate that are already there, man. That's all it is.
Yeah, it's there. It's there. And like I said, I just got a feeling that if that Kentucky-Tennessee College World Series thing happened, you know. You may see some people. You know, I see a lot of – in South Carolina and when I'm in Atlanta, I see a lot of Kentucky paraphernalia. You know, tags, stickers, bumper stickers. I mean, even down here in South Carolina, you would be shocked at how much it just shows you how big the fan base is, how big the alumni base is. I mean, it's huge. And, you don't really realize that until you're in other areas of the country. And you start seeing it, you know. So that's always good. Like I said, there's going to be a lot of people entertained this summer. You know, there's a lot going on. So that's always good. Like I said, this time in the summer, if I ever get time to turn on the TV, which I usually don't, if I do, there's nothing on. But like I say, you know, NASCAR, golf. You know, whatever. So it's good that Kentucky baseball is still playing. And hopefully they can keep this thing going for another week or whatever it is. And so we can see what's going on.
And this is, look, we're used to it in March Madness. You know, I've been watching the tournament for years. Yeah, you know, you got to win 6 games, win national championship. You got to win 4 to get to a Final Four. It's Kentucky fans, that's like, that's in your DNA. That conception. I mean, you just know this. But this postseason baseball, this is a grind, man. Like the regionals are tough. You saw how many teams that didn't even win their regionals. Then you got to go to super regionals, which are ridiculous too. And look, I mean, Georgia lost at home. You know, Clemson lost at home. You've seen all these teams hosting a regional and still, you know, losing 2 out of 3 or getting swept at home. So then you got to do that just to get to Omaha. Then it's double elimination until you get to the final series. And then you got to win another series. That is, I mean, man, you done played 55 games in the regular season already. Then you start this. Whew. I mean, I haven't really – watch baseball super close, but of course now that you know Kentucky's pulled everybody in, the highs and lows of this postseason is the LSU fans, the Tennessee, those baseball schools are used to this like we are in basketball, but the new postseason watchers are like, "Whoa, this is a gauntlet, man."
Yeah, it is. It is a sure gauntlet, and it gives you one. I think it gives you perspective on just how hard the Major League Baseball season is, where they play 162, and then you got 12 teams playing more in October. But no, this college season is an absolute grind. I think that's, you know, it explains some of the reason why Kentucky's bullpen went through it late in the regular season, why some other teams' bullpens go through it, because, man, it's 55 games. It's every weekend, 3 games a weekend. You know, 1 to 2 games during the middle of the week. And, you know, if you're fortunate enough to play in the postseason, those regionals they're brutal, especially the, you know, the regular regional. If you're not cruising through it, like most teams don't, if you're just not playing those 3-3, like you could play two games on Sunday and another on Monday when you've just played on Friday and Saturday. It's crazy how big of a grinder it is. You could be playing five games in 3 days. That's nine innings plus, and using so many different arms, and day and age when pitching arms just, you know, guys get hurt more than they don't at this rate in sports with pitching. So it's an absolute grind. And this baseball team has withstood it all so far, and they've gotten to the final chapter of it.
Yeah. Going back to Josh, appreciate Josh in the comments. Appreciate everybody on this live streams, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, consuming the show live, or where you get it. The atmosphere, to grow better than Gainesville, best to grow better than the Swamp. Being an 11 a.m. game, plan on just making it a one-day trip. And yep. Now you can actually plan. The schedule and information and getting that to you way in advance. Now he already set.
He already has his plan. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how it should be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So at least somebody getting something right. You know, the ACC, SEC challenge is a hot mess, but just scheduling and the way, you know, since we don't have the SEC on CBS anymore, now it's just ABC, ESPN, and all that. Now we can get stuff like this, get your information way in advance and go ahead and plan out how you want to approach that Oxford trip. So works out good. So you happy with your Yankees, Aaron, man? I know you hard on them a lot. Everything good right now in Yankee
Land? Everything's great right now. I can't complain being, what are they now, 48-21. They're winning 8-2 right now. So, yeah, I'm content. I'm sure it'll come back to bite me later, but I'm content right now.
Hey, but y'all just like Kentucky, man. Y'all expect wins every night. Y'all expect 162-0 in a World Series.
It's been, look, by Yankee standards, it's been an eternity. So we'll see. Hopefully this group can keep it rolling and add some pieces they need badly at the trade deadline. But it's been exciting so far, to say the least.
Yeah, for sure. The other big news outside of our world, you know, Kentucky baseball is dominating it, but Jerry West passed away today. A true legend. I mean, you know, West Virginia, he was a legend in college.
The logo, man.
Yeah. Y'all know I be trying to mess with the screen share stuff. Let's see if I can do it. I don't know if I got it or not, but yeah, he went to the finals against your Knicks, Aaron.
Yes,
lost in seven games and was still the finals MVP.
Yeah,
like that don't happen.
Not anymore.
Like, you don't win a championship, but yet you're still the finals MVP. Game seven against your Knicks. Had 43 in game one. I think he had 53 or something like that. So that's, you know, he bookends a series with just insane games. The logo won a championship finally because he kept getting beat by Bill Russell and the Celtics. You know, they would get there and couldn't beat the Celtics. So when he retires and, you know, he's the GM, he put together Magic, Worthy, Kareem, Showtime, when it was Celtics and Lakers in the 80s. When that's done and over with, he puts together Shaq and Kobe. You know, he trades Vlade Divac to the Hornets for the right to draft Kobe, then signs Shaq when Shaq's a free agent from Orlando. So, you know, I saw people online talking about, that's what you do this week. I traded for Kobe and signed Shaq. That's a pretty good week, you know?
not horrible.
So he, all those banners that these Lakers fans have, I mean, his Jerry West fingerprints are pretty much on all of them. You know, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. You know, rest in peace, man. The logo, you know, he's the logo. I don't know if that logo ever changed. You know,
shouldn't.
I don't know if it'll ever change. You know, you would think by this point, maybe Jordan would have taken it over, but he's the logo for a reason, you know, and again, part of that basketball, when you talk about, you know, Bill Russell, Hakeem Olajuwon, from the Lakers, Jabbar.
Kareem.
You talk about Jordan, you're going to talk about LeBron, you're going to talk about Kobe, you know, you're going to talk about Shaq, you know, he's in that, you know, extended Mount Rushmore of basketball, you know, and it's just what it is, you know, like I said, he is the logo of the second most powerful league in the world, you know, in that, you know, outside of NFL. So that's a big deal, you know. You know, lived a long life, a very accomplished. So, you know, like the rest in peace, man. You know, it's, you saw what LeBron said about him, tweeted out, you know, and some others too. But, you know, obviously meant a lot to a lot of people. So, yeah, that's, you know.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
It's kind of crazy. Bill Walton this year.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure, but... yeah, man, just the impact, like you said. It's just, you've seen guys in the past too. We've all seen it, you know, favorite team or players you rooted against. Great players that go and try to be an owner, try to be a GM, try to be a coach. And you were great as a player, and then you struggle in this other aspect. You know, Michael Jordan as an owner wasn't that great with the, you know, Charlotte franchise. Magic Johnson as a coach, that didn't go well, you know. And Jerry just transitioned from one to the other.
No problem.
And, you know, the Warriors dynasty, he was like he left the Lakers like an advisor for the Warriors, a consultant, and got them going with their dynasty. Yeah, it might not be a Splash Brothers and Draymond and all that without Jerry West kind of influencing them. So it's just ridiculous, man. That's believable.
Absolutely. No, he's quite literally done it all as far as a career can go. I mean, player, executive, you name it. So even the Clippers, I think he was working with and helped bring in Kawhi Leonard, right? So just done some incredible things, and means a ton to, you know, right across the border here, 2 hours away, the West Virginia border, means a lot to that state. Obviously growing up in East Bank and then playing at WVU. So this has affected this part of the country here. Just a legend, man.
I think if I remember right, I should have looked it up, but as a player at West Virginia, came in to Memorial Coliseum and I think dropped 50 something on the Cats, if I'm not mistaken. And I thought there was a story about, I'm, you know, close to coming to Kentucky. I'm sure Rupp tried to recruit him and all that. I think he maybe considered coming, but stayed in state and did his thing in West Virginia, All-American there, and went on and did his thing with the Lakers. So condolences to the great Jerry West. And now you see, a lot of Lakers fans, too, talk about, with him leaving the Lakers. Sure, they trade for LeBron and get a title in the bubble, and that's great. But a lot of them are kind of maybe probably expected a little bit more. They won a title, but then they're struggling to make the play-in game. You got LeBron and AD. Why are you barely making the playoffs? And it's kind of been a little janky, a little dysfunctional, again, since Jerry West left. All the Kobe Shaq beef kind of started when he left. He kind of kept all that squash while he was there. So, man, just a great dude. And if you Shaq and Kobe, how you gonna – if you got beef, how you gonna be disrespectful if Jerry West tells you to squash it? Because he's the reason you're there.
That's right.
He was a great player. But, look, I signed you. I drafted you. I traded for you. So you can't – oh, if he hits you with that, okay, yes, sir. Okay. You can't keep trying to act up when Jerry West is in the room, man. So doses, and just to have to touch on that in addition to everything else we hit as well. But Omaha, for our neck of the woods, is the main focus. The Cats left out the day, had the big send-off at Kentucky Proud Park. Aaron and Hager and your crew go have a send-off Friday. So have a smooth trip.
I wish it was a send-off to an airplane, but that's not quite that's not going to be quite the case. But we'll make the most of it. And I'm really excited to get out there and cover this thing as long as Kentucky's rolling.
And no doubt, Big Blue Nation is going to show out there. Tom Hart, if you saw his tweet where a media member him are going back and forth, and whoever he was talking to was like, man, Kentucky ain't going to travel. They're not baseball fans. Can't wait to see all the blue out there in Omaha, man. It's going to be crazy.
They will show up and show out. I don't know if they'll compete with the crowds some of the other schools will have. I mean, just thinking about Tennessee, just because there's an expectation, right? Maybe they book this trip ways in away in advance, but Kentucky fans will show out. There ain't no doubt about it.
Because like Jalen said, as broad as the fan base is, you got quite a few that'll make that 10-hour drive, but you also have Kentucky fans that are in Kansas or, Nebraska, Terry Brown, that I coast with, has gotten married and moved to Iowa. He lives 2 hours from Omaha. He's going to the game. So, people out there, Big Blue Nation out there in the Midwest, just like, in South Carolina, in Atlanta, in all those places. So, be fun to see everybody in the stands against NC State and whoever else it is, whether it's A&M or Florida after that.
Florida matchup, nothing against A&M, but man, Florida, another matchup with them would be a lot of fun after after the series Kentucky had against those guys down in Gainesville. That would be I'm selfishly rooting for that matchup.
Yeah, for sure. I don't mean to bring the show down, but I can't not mention it. The Peachtree Center shooting in Atlanta yesterday. If y'all saw it. A couple of my aunts were victims in that shooting. But my dad's younger sisters, the two sisters right underneath my dad, they were with their great-aunts, my cousin's little girl. She's about four. They just went to the pool court. They went to Centennial Park, took her out to play, let her run through the water, let her splash around and play with other kids. She was hungry, wanted some pizza. Went in to go to the food court to get some pizza and boom, all of the shooting broke right there. So I talked to, been messaging with my cousin, talked with my aunt, today. She was in good spirits. Both of them are okay. One got shot in the ankle. The other hit her in the leg and went and didn't hit anything. And she had us laughing at her because she was in good spirits. But all things considered, glad they're both okay. But man, you go to CNN's website, there it is, boom, the Peachtree Center, boom, and it happens so much. Sometimes you don't see them, but this one was on. You go to CNN's website, boom, there it is. Talking to my aunt, and she was like, "Yeah, Channel 2 News was calling, Channel 5 was calling, and I did an interview with such and such." And I was like, "That's funny because Channel 11 dude reached out to me on Facebook and messaged me to see if I was related." And so I was like, I wasn't just going to give him your information. She's like, yeah, go ahead and give him my number because I want everybody to know how crazy this shooter was. So just glad that they are okay. But that is
absolutely terrifying.
Yeah, have two aunts involved in that, man. Just a hairy motion a couple days, man. So don't mean to bring everybody down, but I'm just out. Good vibes to my aunts. Glad everybody's all right, man.
Absolutely. Thank God for that.
That's crazy. I had a family member in some, similar situation not too long ago. And it's just crazy, man. I mean, you turn on the news, you just call it the bad news. It's not the news. It's nonstop.
Yeah.
Terror, negativity. It's just nonstop, man. It is like, I don't know. I don't know, man. But anyway, glad they're doing well.
Absolutely.
In good spirits.
Yeah, appreciate that for sure. So, just like I said, don't mean to bring her down, but had to mention that and just send our good thoughts to them. And everybody be safe as well. Appreciate everybody took the time to tune in. AG, be safe heading to the Midwest.
Appreciate it, man.
And Jay, all your juggling, Jay. Appreciate it. Installing the offense and everything you're doing, man. Y'all going to have a good season coming up, too. But appreciate y'all hopping on here and do it every week. And appreciate everybody takes the time to tune in and listen or watch and retweet and all that good stuff. And we'll be back again at the very latest next Wednesday. See how these two games go. And, Kentucky keeps showing out. Might have to be some emergency situations, but it's been a great season and got at the very least two more games to talk about over the weekend. So for AG, Aaron Gershon, the QB, Jalen Whitlow, this is Vinny Hardy for another episode of Believe in Kentucky on the Believe Podcast Network. I'll see y'all next time, man.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.